From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer told the Keys Senate panel he'll get tough in farm and other deals with U.S. trading partners and pursue a high standard revision of the North American Free Trade Agreement. Now, Lighthizer told Senate finance members he'll either produce a better NAFTA for U.S. farmers and workers or come back and tell Congress he's hit a stalemate. While the trade chief says NAFTA negotiations can start August 16th after a 90-day waiting period expires, USTR will hold public hearings the 27th, 28th, and 29th of this month and publish negotiating objectives the 17th of July. Now, Lighthizer vowed to get tough on trade, and not just in NAFTA and other talks, but on enforcement.
We will aggressively pursue countries that violate trade deals with the United States, whether those deals are at the WTO or in free trade agreements. We are proceeding with WTO cases against China's unfair support for agriculture, as well as challenging their tariff rate quotas on key farm products.
On NAFTA, Lighthizer denied reports he'd set an artificial deadline at the end of the year to complete a revised deal, but said the administration planned to move quickly and have a transparent process. Ag senators on the finance panel stressed the importance of protecting farm gains in the 23-year-old agreement. Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts referred to an earlier ag symposium at the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City.
We discussed the severity of the current state of the ag economy. It is clear we are in the middle of a very rough patch, and I hope it is not prolonged. But that seems to be the case. The outlook will not improve unless we have a determined effort on trade.
And top Democrat Debbie Stabenow.
We need to ensure that any changes to NAFTA lead to an improvement in our quality of life and higher incomes, and to avoid revisions that would harm export opportunities. We can move the factory, can't move the farm. And so that's the challenge.
Finance panel senators on both sides of the political aisle agreed. After 23 years, NAFTA needs to be modernized, but only if a better deal can be achieved. We'll take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk Iowa. As a matter of fact, Trump made a stop there yesterday. That's coming up next.